Puerto Rico gets to send its very own team to the International Olympics, just like countries do. And that's one of the benefits of being a U.S. Commonwealth. Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, and they get Social Security and welfare benefits. But being a Commonwealth means they cannot vote for presidents, among other things. And tomorrow, Puerto Ricans will decide if they want to change all that. They're going to vote whether to stay a Commonwealth, or become a state, or become an independent nation. NPR's Philip Davis joins us on the phone now from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Philip, this is a huge event for Puerto Ricans. Give us a sense of what's happening there.
Well, everyone's caught up in this election that's going to be happening tomorrow. I just got back from campaigning with the mayor of San Juan, who's totally on the side of Commonwealth. And it was almost like a big street party. She had huge sound trucks blaring out Puerto Rican music. All her supporters were by her clapping and dancing as she waded through the crowds, hugging people. People were waving flags. Everyone is very emotional and has very strong thoughts about this.
And emotional on both sides, or all the sides of the issue. Why is it so controversial? What do Puerto Ricans stand to gain and lose if they become a state?
Well, it's controversial because it's a matter of identity to many Puerto Ricans. People who are pushing for statehood say that Puerto Rico stands to gain lots of money in federal taxes, lots of money in federal programs, and that there's going to be a boom in economic development, kind of like what happened after Hawaii if Puerto Rico became a state. But people who are against statehood say that Puerto Rico would become just one of 50 or 51 American states. One of the things they keep talking about is how that Puerto Rico will no longer be able to field its own Olympic team or no longer be able to have its own contestant in the Miss Universe pageant, both which are apparently very important to Puerto Ricans here.
More than just being part of some contest, it goes to the root of being different.
Exactly. And the Puerto Ricans feel that for their entire history, they've been struggling to forge their own identity, first under the Spaniards and then under the United States. And so carving out a separate identity is very important to them.
Even if Puerto Ricans do vote tomorrow that they want to become a state, they're still a long, long way from actually becoming a state. What would have to happen next?
Well, you're right. It is a very long way because this referendum, despite the millions of dollars that's been spent on ads, today, in fact, they said in a three-hour period on the radio there were 90 spots advocating one side or the other of this question, it's still purely advisory. And the results of the referendum will then be passed to Puerto Rico's delegate to the Congress, and he will then give it to Congress, which will then have to decide on whether or not to move ahead with making Puerto Rico a state. And at this point in time, it's unlikely in this Republican-controlled Congress that they're going to allow a Spanish-speaking island to become a new member of the union.
Because, in part, I take it, most Spanish-speaking citizens tend to lean Democratic.
That's part of the problem. If Puerto Rico became a state, it would get six new congressmen and two senators, and that could have a tip the scales in some of the close votes that you see in Congress right now.
Philip, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
NPR's Philip Davis speaking to us from San Juan, Puerto Rico.